Hey guys, welcome to the Science Rundown for Monday, August 7th. I'm Pedro Flores. On today's show, we'll be talking about dirty sponges, the purple earth hypothesis, and how trees in the Amazon make their own rain. All of that and more is coming up next. Would you consider yourself a germaphobe? Well, if so, you might go to extra lengths to keep your kitchen sponge clean, especially since zillions, yes, zillions of bacteria thrive there. Some sanitation techniques include microwaving, boiling, and dishwashing. However, a new study suggests that doing so could actually make things worse. You see, kitchens are the perfect microbial incubators. There's a constant stream of microbes through direct hand contact and food handling. Therefore, the kitchen sponge harbors the largest amount of active bacteria in the whole house, in particular pathogenic bacteria that can make you sick. The study published in Scientific Reports evaluated the effect regular sanitation had on the microbial DNA of sponges, and as it turns out, sponges that were cleaned more often had a higher concentration of several pathogenic-related bacteria, which multiplies after you disinfect the sponge. The researchers suspect that these pathogens are more resistant to sanitation and may recolonize where old microbes once lived. So, if you don't have an extra sponge at home, you might want to pick up a new pack, as the researchers suggest changing them weekly may be a better solution. When you picture a view of Earth from outer space, you probably envision a blue and green sphere with cloudy white marbling, right? But could you reimagine it being purple instead? You see, before multicellular organisms existed, the Earth may have been saturated with single-cell organisms, which would have given a younger Earth a purple hue. There are two prevailing theories on the purple earth hypothesis. Dr. Sheila Sarma, a microbiologist and professor at the University of Maryland, believes that halophiles, which are salt-loving microorganisms that are present today in the Dead Sea and Great Salt Lake, may have been dominant before the development of the green pigment chlorophyll. Another theory suggests that Earth may have been saturated with ancient purple bacteria. According to Jennifer Glass, an assistant professor at Georgia Tech School of Earth and Atmospheric Sciences, quote, "Before oxygen accumulated in the atmosphere, these purple bacteria might have proliferated to such an extent that they could have been detectable on Earth's surface," end quote. DeSarma hopes that his research might help scientists discover other planets that may be at an earlier stage of evolution. Quote, "That's where it might make a difference when we look at exoplanets. We would want to consider that the pigment on an alien planet might be different than what we have on modern Earth," end quote. Now back to lush green environments, the Amazon. Low-level moisture hovering over the Amazon had long eluded scientists because it would form 2 to 3 months before seasonal winds would bring moist air from the ocean. But new findings indicate that the trees themselves have the capacity to create their own rain. The increase in water vapor has now been linked to the greening of the rainforest and a process called transpiration, where leaves release water vapors from its pores directly into the atmosphere. Rong Fu, a climate scientist at UCLA, and her team used NASA's Aura satellite to confirm the moisture was in fact coming from the trees. The satellite found that the water vapor had high levels of deuterium, a heavy isotope of hydrogen, which is produced by transpiration. Quote, "The levels were too high to be explained by water vapor from the ocean," Fu says. What's more, the deuterium content was highest at the end of the Amazon's dry season, during the greening period when photosynthesis was strongest, end quote. Fu believes that tree-induced rain sets off a cascade of events that cause a shift in wind patterns, triggering the rainy season. And that's it for the Science Rundown for now. Stay tuned for more science and healthy news coming up later.